Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
All right, we'll begin with the Irish Independent. A photograph there of reporter Kirsty Blake Knox surrounded by a load of teddies. She's giving a rundown of the most in-demand toys this Christmas. If you're wondering what's hot right now, Jelly Cats and Disney's Stitch apparently are the most in-demand toys. So the main story on the front of the Irish Independent is that flights have increased to more than €600 one way. Here's a shocker. From London to Dublin in the wake of the Holyhead port closure. Ryanair is admitting prices are rising rapidly. So to fly, how long's the flight to London? Less than an hour, obviously. £600 now to go from London to Dublin. Ryanair saying that, yeah, we do acknowledge they're rising rapidly because people can't maybe or are cancelling Holyhead. They don't really think they're going to get home via that route. And Junior Minister James Lawless has said Holyhead could be closed until the spring. He's not the first person to say this, because yesterday we heard Eugene Drennan, who represents the hauliers, reckoning that Holyhead won't be back up and running until St. Patrick's Day. So, I mean, on the weekend we were told, oh, hopefully it'll be open by Thursday. Now we're hearing it could be St. Patrick's Day. So you see why flights are rising, the prices of them. The Irish Sun, Evil X did this to me, a brave mother who waived her right to anonymity, so brave, has spoken of her relief as her ex was yesterday jailed for more than 14 years over coercively controlling, raping, assaulting and falsely imprisoning her. Lisa O'Mara named Barry Murphy and told reporters, "I can only see him for what he truly is now." So Barry Murphy has been jailed for 14 years. Some awful details given in court of the horrific abuse that this lady suffered. And there's a photograph on the front page of the Irish Sun of some of the injuries she sustained. And she waived her right to anonymity so that this man could be named, and he's behind bars now for 14 years. The Irish Daily Mirror, "Make our streets safe again." The family of a man murdered in a senseless attack has pleaded for street violence to be at the heart of government formation talks this week. Cian Gallagher was targeted by Maurice Boland in an unprovoked attack when he walked home at night. And Boland, who was jailed for life yesterday, stood over his victim's body and he bragged he hit him like Conor McGregor in the UFC. This was a brag he was making, and now the family want our streets safe again. That's the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Separately, we were just saying in the office yesterday the amount of attacks on women recently, and we've all become desensitised to it. I mean, there were attacks in Galway, Kildare, Cork, the North, all in the past few days. It's really, really frightening stuff going on. The Irish Times, jailed soldier remained in Defence Forces. A soldier was able to remain in the Defence Forces while in prison for sexual assault after the court authorities refused to hand over details of his offences to the military because of data protection issues and concerns. The case was highlighted in a report commissioned by the government looking at procedures for soldiers convicted in the civilian courts. So this is details not being shared with the Defence Forces of what the crimes were. And this means then that soldiers remain in the Defence Forces. Irish Daily Mail leads with Israel. Taoiseach Simon Harris has been called anti-Semitic by Israel's foreign minister, really ramping up tensions between Ireland and Israel. And the Israelis are still defending their decision to close the embassy in Dublin. An Irish government source has told the Irish Daily Mail Israel has now taken the diplomatic route too far amid fears of potential repercussions for the Irish economy, according to a source there. By the way, the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich, was on the Pat Kenny show here on News Talk yesterday. You can listen back on podcast on the News Talk app to that. Very interesting lines, including she reckons that the Irish government, certainly, maybe Irish people, have an obsession with the issue to do with Israel and Gaza, and that we're an outlier and that our views are extreme in it compared to other European countries. The Irish Daily Star, E.T. at Lone Home. So this is a front page story which tells us that UFOs and aliens are flying around us here. Ireland is being visited by aliens and the aliens are using a portal near Athlone. This is how they get into Earth. So they've put a photograph of the UFO over Athlone. So basically, there's a portal just outside Athlone somewhere, and the aliens come in through this portal to get to visit Earth. So it's not just the USA that is being surrounded by mysterious flying aircraft, it's also Ireland, and Athlone is the base of it. Inside the paper is big report into ambulances, and I see some emergency ambulances, this is the Irish Independent, some ambulances that should have been off the road 2 years ago are still in use. I didn't realise that you're supposed to take an ambulance off a road after 5 years. Although in this day and age, what's wrong with a six-year-old vehicle, you'd wonder, but there's obviously a reason for it. But, I mean, vehicles now are a lot better tech-wise and safety-wise. But we have a lot of ambulances on our roads that are 6 years old and they should be off the roads at five, apparently. The vehicles have a use-by date of 5 years, but the audit found ambulances are still in operation for up to 7 years, with 45 ambulances across the country still on the circuit after 6 years. This is new information obtained under Freedom of Information, the Irish Independent. More on that. Gorgeous puppies in the Irish Daily Mail, and these beautiful puppies were found dumped in a cardboard box under the faces of a new campaign by Dogs Trust. The puppies are Betty Lou, Cindy Lou, Martha May and Dr. Seuss, and they have been named after the characters and author of the Grinch Christmas book and movie. And as I say, they're the face of a new campaign by Dogs Trust, because Dogs Trust wants a minister to champion dog welfare. More than 18,000 people have already signed this petition, but more is needed to get the message to Leinster House. So basically, they want a junior minister for animal welfare. You can find out more on the Dogs Trust website about that. Couple of Christmas stories for you in the papers. First one is about the weather. Not a hope in hell, or not a snowball's chance in hell of a white Christmas, it would seem, this year, because the Irish Daily Mirror is reporting that Ireland will have to continue dreaming of a white Christmas, because we are going to be warmer than Spain on December 25th. At this rate, we'll have the windows open in the house on Christmas Day, never mind the heating on. Bookmakers had been offering odds of 5-1 on a white Christmas and snow falling on Christmas Day. However, we're no longer mentioning the possibility of wintry showers, and now it looks like it's actually going to be 15 degrees on Christmas Day. Nothing I hate more than a mild Christmas. Or last year, if memory serves me right, it absolutely spilled rain on Christmas Day. And during COVID, I remember one Christmas Day, it was torrential rain as well. So we should stop talking about white Christmases, and it's more about how mild it's going to be on Christmas Day. 15 degrees, according to the Irish Daily Mail. And on the topic of Christmas, Scotland have new alcohol rules. And I see that it's in the Telegraph, we are told it's affecting people buying Christmas pudding. Shoppers in Scotland have been stopped from buying Christmas puddings before 10 a.m. because of the country's alcohol restrictions. This is madness. This is like the way you can't buy zero alcohol products before the alcohol sales are allowed. Even though it says zero alcohol, you can't buy them. And in Scotland, under these rules, this is as part of the minimum pricing legislation, shops face limits on what they can sell that contain alcohol. And some shoppers have found that when they go to the self-checkout till with their Christmas pudding, they're not allowed to buy it before 10 a.m. They also can't buy tiramisu either, not allowed before 10 a.m. because of the alcohol content in it. So you're talking here mince pies with cognac. You're talking about mature, rich fruitcake, Christmas puddings, even the mince pies with caramelised almonds, a panettone with a limoncello fizz. All these things cannot be bought before 10 a.m. in Scotland. I wonder, will it happen here soon as well? Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.